Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Well, another weekend, another Padres split of a series, this time against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Padres, a game under 500 in a wild National League wildcard race, not at the halfway point, but nearing the halfway point. So some good, some bad over the last couple of days. John and Jim with you here as you make your way in. Please subscribe. We are here for you. Year-round content for Padres fans, the home of real Padres talk. Please subscribe. We also would appreciate it if you smash the like button for us. If you followed us on X, at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD, thank you for the super chats. You know we'll get to every single super chat here tonight. Great way to support our work. Just click the dollar sign below the chat box. And, of course, you can become a member by clicking the join button down below. You get emojis and badges. This was not Adam Mazur's best day. After a really good Major League debut, Padres fall behind. Fernando Tatis Jr. homers, but not near enough. And it was a good Friday and Saturday night, Jim. A lot of runs for the Padres, but at the end of the day, same old, a split against Arizona, and the team is one game under 500, whatever, 68, 69 games into the year.
Yeah, great Friday, Saturday night. Amazing. Sunday afternoon sucked, but great Friday and Saturday night. The standings are what they are right now, and if you want to go the Schulte route and say, well, you know, if the season ended today, the Padres have a wild card spot. They're the fifth seed. You want to know the difference between the fifth seed and what is it?
The 13th seed?
13th seed, John?
I think it's 3.5 games.
3.5 games. So, yeah, you can proclaim to the media, Schulte, that, if the season ended today, it's great. But, like, their up and downness, or however you want to call it, the roller coaster that this team goes on, all the time.
I take exception to that. That's where you went too far.
I know you would. I know you would. The inconsistencies of this team, at any given moment this week, they could be like in the 12th place in the National League. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say, well, you know, they played the Oakland A's this week. That should be easy for them. No. The Oakland A's aren't, you know, the worst team in baseball like they were last year. They actually are semi respectable at 26-41. I mean, it's kind of what the Angels are, and the Angels just swept you. So actually they're better than the Angels, and the Angels just swept you. So there's no team in baseball besides the Chicago White Sox, which you don't play until the end of the year, where I'll say, well, this so-and-so team, they get to play here coming up, and hopefully they can get right with against those guys. They haven't earned the benefit of the doubt because they can't beat bad teams, and they've been swept too many times this year to count. So it's nice that they got the offense going the last couple of days besides today, but at the same time, their margin for error, John, is so thin. I don't want to hear anybody talk about, well, if the postseason ended today, no.
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes both ways. First of all, Oakland's going to throw two left-handed starters, so that alone is concerning, even with their record being 26-41. I mean, before Adam Mazur's start today, we would have told you they need to add starting pitching. I would have told you that if Adam Mazur went six shutout innings today. I still would have said, well, that's good, but you still have the Musgrove and Darvish thing looming and hanging over you. And now you see the way Mazur pitched today, and you realize that this isn't going to be likely sustainable for a 23-year-old through like a pennant race or whatever, a wild card race for the next 4 months. So maybe there'll be better days than today. And he was done in by his defense. There was a terrible play in this game that I thought snowballed in that six-run inning where Solano twirls and Arise stretches. And if you have a real first baseman and a real third baseman, you likely get an out. In that situation, I think that led to some of what happened there in the second inning. But they need pitching. I'll continue to say it. I don't care where they are August 1st. They absolutely need starting pitching. I think offensively, it's interesting. I mean, they had scored back-to-back, or they'd had back-to-back 10-run games in the history of Petco Park one other time before Friday and Saturday. So that really was encouraging. And they had opportunities here today, but beyond the Fernando Tatis Jr. solo home run, they scored three runs. But my first concern is pitching. I'm sure I have more concerns than that. But when I see this offense with like Machado not playing and they're scoring and they've got Luis Arise and they have Jake Cronenworth and they have Jerickson Profar, my first concern is pitching. You fall behind 7-1, you're losing every single game. They fell behind 7-1 here today and they lose. So it starts with starting pitching for me. And Adam Mazur, it's not going to be sustainable, Jim, for 18 starts would be my guess.
And by the way, just to mention this whole like, just back to my point of like, well, if the season ends today, the Padres have played like four more games than like everybody else.
Well, that doesn't mean anything, does it?
I mean, yeah, because what if the Cubs here go 2-1 in the next, or go 3-0 in their next three games? And what if the Cincinnati Reds go 3-0 in their next three games? Well, then the Padres are out of the postseason race.
Yeah, or maybe they don't. Who cares? I mean, there's 95 games left.
No, I'm just saying they play more games than anybody. Well, I think anybody in baseball. But
yeah, maybe.
Back to your point. You're absolutely right. Adam Mazur, sorry. I don't know. I don't see it.
Very hittable today.
Like even against the Angels, I didn't really see it. It was kind of one of those starts where like going up against a team that has no idea what to expect, and they hit into a bunch of double plays that game. He doesn't have blowaway stuff. He doesn't have the swing and miss stuff that you would hope for from a 23-year-old prospect. I mean, if he's going to get blasted by the Diamondbacks today, good luck.
Their offense is blah at best.
Yeah, good luck. That's a problem. Adam Mazur, sorry, I don't see it with him, unfortunately. Hopefully, I mean, could turn around, but first two starts, I don't see it.
Yeah, well, for like his career, but like if this is the guy that's going to start every fifth day as a 23-year-old first-time starter,
he had a problem.
Major leagues for the first time in his career, as opposed to like Joe Musgrove, like that's a significant. That's a significant like drop from where you were previously, like a healthy Joe Musgrove to a 23-year-old Adam Mazur. Again, it just speaks to they need pitching, even if Darvish and Musgrove return. In my opinion, they will need pitching. You're counting on guys like Matt Waldron, Michael King, guys that are unproven to be
well though
seasons as starters. They're going to need more starting pitching.
Absolutely, those guys you mentioned, they've done very well. Waldron, King. Cease needs to have a bounce back start tomorrow versus the A's. I think Randy Vasquez has been serviceable. Like if he's going to give you 5+ every time out and three runs or less, like you take that. That's your fifth starter right there. And hopefully Darvish comes back soon. He'll take Mazur's spot, and hopefully Cease turns it around and starts pitching like he did the first month and a half of the year with continued success from Waldron and King, and you don't feel as bad, but at any moment things could change because of an injury or because guys are pitching past their innings total for their entire career or just whatever the case may be. They're on very thin ice and a margin for error that is very tiny with this pitching staff rotation, even when Darvish comes back.
Yeah, I think they need to, you know, look at it sooner rather than later. And it's not easy to do it in June, but you don't need to necessarily make the splash in June either. I just think that, like you said, I mean, you could be 2 or 3 days away from, you know, falling behind 3-4 teams in the National League, or you could be 2 or 3 days away, I guess, from having 2 or 3 game lead on some teams in the National League. All right, let's get to some of the super chats here today, guys. We appreciate it. Please subscribe. Year-round content for Padres fans, the home of real Padre talk. We'll get to every super chat here tonight. Just click that dollar sign below the chat box. Thank you, Murray, for getting us started. He said, Maria, who celebrated her birthday on Friday, they scored 10 runs for her. Yeah. I celebrated my birthday yesterday. They scored 13 runs for me. No big deal. Today, Jim celebrated his birthday. They lost. Tomorrow, what will Murray get? I don't know. I mean, 14 righty runs. The dude they're facing, is it Sean Estes? Joey Estes, 22 years of age, 4.67 ERA. It's an night game, though. No clue. I can't predict with the Padres. All I know is they need to win. With Dylan Cease, like, that's a win day. So they need to win. I don't care if they score one run. If they win, I would take that.
I have, like, you're right. I have no idea what to expect from the Oakland A's. All I know is that the only person on that team I really know is Mason Miller. And he's, if he gets into the ninth inning and the A's have a lead, good fucking luck. But yeah, why am I bad luck? I'm actually good luck. I ended the losing streak on Friday night.
Because I said that today was your birthday and that's why they lost.
Today's
not really Jim's birthday. Austin, thank you for the super chat. He says a major letdown knowing we won't sweep the A's. Will this be the first sweep of the season for the Padres? We're 69 games into the year. They're the only Major League Baseball team without a sweep this season. They're also in playoff positioning at 34-35. Shoot, if the A's were in the National League, they'd be within like striking distance of an NL playoff spot. They'd be within like four or five games. Yeah. They're not. Major. I mean, again, I'm not opposed to him making like another start. Like if you're waiting on Darvish and you have no other options, sure. Okay, so you make another start. But again, long term, it seems problematic.
Yeah, I don't see it long term. I mean, it was a nice
long term this year. I mean, not long-term.
Nice spot start here and there. Like, hey, he got a great start against the Angels. Guess what? That earns him another start.
Yeah.
And his next start was not great. So now you go into what are we going to do? Are we a team this year that can afford to give young guys second, third, fourth chances here? Because we don't expect to go to the postseason, or we're not in a winning mindset, but we're in a development mindset. I don't know if you can do that. You got to figure out another like plan B. Like, what are we doing here? Because if you give Mazur another start, you're just asking for it. The more starts you give him, you're just praying and holding, crossing your fingers.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the short term, again, another start or two, I think you could probably, quote unquote, get away with. I think you go beyond that, and it turns into 10 or 15 starts, and it's not going well, and you're asking probably for trouble. Ishmael, thank you. He says, hey, guys, seems like this wildcard spot has the team relaxed. There's no real pressure because we lose, and we still stick to that spot. I mean, I don't think there's going to be – like, we talked about this last year, and maybe to some extent this year. I'm going to keep saying this. It really doesn't – they can do whatever they want over the next month. What do they go 13-17, they'll be in it. They go 17-13, they'll be in it. It has no impact. I mean, if they go 13-17 over their next 30 games and fall five under, I'm telling you right now, they will not be more than two games out of a playoff spot. So, take that for what it's worth. I don't think they'll bury themselves in the next month. I don't think they'll make their season in the next month. I think it's going to come down towards the end of the year. I don't think anyone's going to just run away with this. Nobody's going to win 90 games for the fifth or sixth spot. So, I mean, maybe someone will win 83 or 84 games. We don't even know if that's going to happen. So nothing's on the line. They need to play better baseball. I think they can grab a hold of something by going 7-1 over an 8-game stretch, but I don't think they can bury themselves. I just don't think the National League's good enough for that to happen.
I mean, technically, yes, they would be in it if they had a bad next month and if they're like 3-4 games out from a wild card spot or 2-4, whatever.
Yep.
But at the same time, it's going to, the longer this thing goes on like that, John, the more like fool's gold it's going to feel like.
Maybe.
Because there's a difference between like, okay, this team is in it, to then like last year, the last 2 weeks of the season, you're like, they're in it. Now, there's obviously way more time than a week remaining like last year at the end of the season, but still, the longer you go on playing bad baseball, but you're just get rewarded because you're in the shitty National League by still being in it. I don't know how much that helps you as a team. Like, that's kind of just giving you that false hope of like something that maybe is not going to be there, and a team that's maybe just not good.
Well, they may not be. I mean, that's definitely a possibility. I don't know if all the teams in the National League that make the postseason will be quote unquote good. They will get Manny Machado back potentially as soon as tomorrow. They will likely get Yu Darvish back potentially as soon as, I don't know, 7 days, something like that. Joe Musgrove, we don't know about. We don't know what AJ Preller is going to do. And we don't know what the ceiling really is. I mean, again, at times they can look really good. We've seen it. Luis Arraez can get on base 4 times in a game. Fernando Tatis Jr. is running the longest hitting streak in baseball at 15 consecutive games. He's playing like he did back in 2021. There's things to like. And then there's days like today where you're like, you look up in the second inning, you're like, we're really down 7-1 to Arizona in the second inning. Like, you're asking for trouble. Like, to have the last 2 days go the way they went and to be trailing 7-1, it's like they just don't take advantage of opportunities. Like, man, here's a golden opportunity. You're at home. You got a chance to win 3 out of 4. It's a day game where you're good. You get a Fernando Tatis Jr. first inning home run, you're down 7-1 an inning later. It's just not good.
And that's the thing. It's like, if the team's mindset is the same mindset as some of you fans out there of like, it's fine. They're in it still. It's okay. It's okay.
It's the fans' fault.
No, I'm not saying it's the fans' fault. I'm just saying that, like, if the team has the same mindset as some of the fans or maybe some other people out there that cover this team, like that's fine. But not, and not feel like today was a wasted opportunity. That's not good. That's not good, because today was absolutely a wasted opportunity. You started playing really good baseball the last two nights, and it's like, holy shit, they've maybe figured something out at home. And then once again, you squandered another golden opportunity to do something that, you know, Schilty probably has on the whiteboard every single day, is win series.
Win the series.
And, you know, yeah, you're down 7-1 or 7-0 in the third inning. It's
7-1.
It's like, okay, that one's over with.
Yeah. What was I going to say about that? I forget. Yeah, we said, I mean, Tatis homer in the first. So you had, oh, I know what I was going to say. Arizona started an emergency starter. I mean, they didn't even have a starter for today. They used an emergency starter today.
Something like almost a 7 ERA.
Yeah, they use 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pitchers in this game. 7. And Elijah's 3 runs and 7 hits. And Arizona had 15 hits in this game. And yeah, you didn't use your eight teams. You went down, but Burrito wasn't good. I mean, Kolek went 2 scoreless innings, whatever that means. It's, you know, an 8-run game. Yuki Matsui used, again, when are you going to use these guys when it matters? Kolek and Matsui again, or Burrito? You tell me. I have no idea. Never. I don't know if that's pivotal or not, because they got 2 or 3 guys they do use. The Morahones, obviously the Estradas, the Suarez's, they've got some pieces in there, but they've got some pieces that you cannot count on either in the bullpen right now. Ishmael, thank you. He says, hey guys, seems okay. No, that's not the one. We just read it, but yeah. There's another one here from Ishmael who says, hey, don't we have better pitchers in the pipeline other than Major? Sorry if I missed why him. Don't get me wrong. He's okay. Just don't know why him. I don't think A, they do, Jim, and B, I mean, he's a top prospect in the organization. Second round pick 2 years ago. He's the first to make it from that class. He just turned 23. Obviously, they like him a lot for him to be in the big leagues in less than 2 years after getting drafted.
We talked to David Jay at Mad Friars, and I asked him that exact question. Is there any other pitchers in this organization that could make a call up here? And his answer was basically no, not right now. Right. Not that he could think of. And he knows the minor leagues way better than both of us. Yes, Lesko and Snelling are top prospects, but doesn't sound like they're ready yet. You know who is ready right now, John? It's kind of funny. Drew Thorpe, who's making his major league debut with the White Sox here coming up soon.
Yeah, but I don't have any problem with that.
No, I don't have a problem with either. I'm just...
Yeah, just, I mean, that's how it works. I mean...
Yeah, that's just what happened. And I'd much rather have Cease.
Yeah.
Because of the upside potential. Thorpe making a June
major league debut.
Yeah, Thorpe is a guy for their future, not for their now. And ceases for the now and the like kind of a little bit of foreseeable future if you keep him on this team.
Yeah, if they miss the postseason, you're spot on. Like, why are you trading for Dylan Cease if you're going to win 79 games?
Right.
Like, if that's pointless. The end result,
it's pointless.
Yeah, then you could have Drew Thorpe for 5-6 years. But I mean, they traded for Dylan Cease because they were trying to make the postseason, which might happen or it might not. And that will determine the success or failure maybe of that Dylan Cease trade.
Yeah, and the Luis Arraez trade and the whatever other trade they're going to make this season. Like, yep, you know, true. like the future trades. Well, hey, did you trade? You traded this top prospect for this guy to win 83 games.
Yeah, potentially.
I mean, is that really worth it? Or could you try to find a way to win 83 games without doing that?
Well, I don't know, man. They're going to struggle. They're struggling with everything they got to get towards 83 wins. They're struggling to stay over 500 for more than a day.
I know. I know.
Through 69 games.
I know.
James, thank you, man, for the membership and the super chat. He says right now we're fifth out of 15 in the NL. The NL has been trashed this year. We just need to sweep the A's and get hot so we can run away with this race. See, I see it two ways. I don't think they get run over in the race, and I don't think they run away with the race either. That's how I envision it, that they'll likely hover in the 500 category. Maybe two or three over would be good. Maybe two or three under would be bad. But it doesn't seem like a team that's about to take flight and win 10 straight unless I'm missing something.
No, I agree. By the way, James, like the margin, like we talked about from 5th and 13th is like 3.5 games. Yep. So you have a bad week here and other team and just the Reds who have gotten back into this thing, right? Cubs, Pirates, Nationals, even the freaking Mets.
Arizona,
Giants.
San Francisco.
Yeah, like you have a bad week and these teams have good weeks. Then you're looking at the standings, and instead of you saying, well, right now we're 5th out of 15th, you will be saying, right now we are 13th out of 15th.
13th would be crazy. I mean, that would be interesting. If you're right. I mean, you have a 1-6 week, you could be 13th. You have a 6-1 week. I guess you could, you know, run away from a couple of these teams, get 6-7 up.
Even if you have a 2-4 week. Like, it's just, it's so, the margin for errors are so small. And what is concerning, like, you know, what if they do stick around 500, which I think we both agree that they will stick around 500, whether it be a couple games under, a couple games over. Regardless, this magnetic pull back to 500 will always be there.
Yeah.
But like at some point, the thinking process is you're going to have like a really good like 2-week stretch maybe to like at least give yourself some wiggle room and distance. I mean,
there's a lot of weeks.
Unless you want to take this thing down to the last day of the season.
I mean, is there some of it that's like, is there an inevitability that over 4 months they actually will have a good 10 days? But then again, won't the other teams have a good 10 days like Cincinnati right now?
And by the way, the good 10 days we're talking about is like an 8-2 10 days with like a 6-7 game win streak in there.
Yeah, I agree with you. Or 9-1. Like, okay, they have 100 games left. Essentially, will they go 9-1 over any 10 game stretch from here on out? Even 9-2.
What has this team shown to for me to say yes?
I mean, it's true. They haven't swept anyone, and they do have a 4-game winning streak somehow. But they also have 2 5-game losing streaks.
Yeah, so you got to show me. And right now, so I can't say yes. I'll say no. No, I don't believe them. I don't believe in them until they prove it.
Padre Phil, we're going to get you in a moment. Before we do, though, I do want to remind our title sponsors about I want to remind our fans and our viewers about our title sponsor, Mark Nimitz, here at Farmers Insurance. He's been with us since day one on the wrap-up show. Great insurance agent. Trust me, I've had insurance through Mark for 3 years, whether it's homeowners, earthquake, I've had for forever. I added life insurance within the last 12 or 18 months. He's a great insurance agent. He's going to save you money if you switch to him, all right? He could save you $750 or more. But in addition to that, he's just a great insurance agent. We had to file a claim in here a couple of years ago. He took care of everything, saved us so much time and money. He was a true lifesaver for us back in 2022. So he's a lifelong Padres fan, a native San Diegan, a longtime supporter of the channel. The channel never gets off the ground without Mark. So click the link in the description down below. If you're looking for more information on how to save money on your insurance, you can get free quotes online or free quotes by calling Mark. When you call, he'll talk to you about the Padres as well. So if you support the channel, please support our title sponsor. If you have any insurance needs, get in contact with Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance.
Yep, his information, obviously, in the ticker below there, mnimitz@farmersagent.com. When you reach out to Mark, let him know that John and Jim from the wrap-up show sent you.
You know what? We very rarely do this, but I'm going to do it back-to-back right now. And the reason I'm going to do it for our friends over at FinLead is because of the recent super chat that just rolled in, which is from Padre Phil. And thank you, Padre Phil. He says, why doesn't Finn Leet sign a Padre minor leaguer? Well, we can get into that for a moment. So Finn Leet is our brand new partner here on the wrap-up show. San Diego-based, huge Padres fans, to the Super Chat's point, their first prospect, their first athlete is someone named Ashedri Vargas, all right? Now, this is a local San Diego startup, and the quickest way to explain Finn Leet is this. They allow fans to acquire a stake in the potential success of real athletes. The real athlete they have right now is one of the top prospects in the Rangers organization, Ashedri Vargas. You can support a rising prospect directly and get paid a piece of his future major league earnings because he signed for very little money and they're using the capital that to allow him to focus on baseball year round. Fernando Tatis Jr. was a player that gave up future earnings with a company called Big League Advance while he was in the minor leagues. Imagine if you could have invested in Fernando Tatis Jr. Not to say Ashedri Vargas is Fernando Tatis Jr., but if you see on the website, as I scroll down, you can invest as little as $96 and your investment could turn into hundreds or thousands of dollars depending on his success. Of course, the more you invest, the more you could potentially have in return. So super cool company based in San Diego. Regarding future athletes, stay tuned. They've got their first. It's Ashedri Vargas, but they love the Padres. They're huge San Diego Padres fans, so stay tuned. But if you're looking for more information, if you want to invest, you can click the link in the description down below.
Yeah, check them out. Finn Leet, glad they're on board. Mark Grant is an advisor of Finn Leet. Their offices are right across the street from Petco Park. Link in the description below. Click on the link, check out their website, and we're glad that Finley's on board.
All right, we do want to say happy birthday to Murray, who is in Minnesota, which is Central Time, and he says it's midnight there.
Oh,
he's
nice.
52 years.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, my birthday ice cream time. Happy birthday, Murray.
Happy birthday,
happy
Murray.
52nd birthday. Hopefully this 53rd turn around the sun. Do we go around the sun or does the sun go around us?
Oh, boy. We go around the sun, John.
I'm not good with that. We go around the sun. Hopefully this 53rd time around the sun results in a Padres World Series. Am I holding my breath? Not necessarily, but you never know.
Because if you held your breath, it might be a little bit of a problem.
It's the beauty of the wild card, man. Manny Machado, Jim, was available each of the last 2 days. He did not appear off the bench. He was available. There was not a spot, quote-unquote, for him today off the bench in a 9-3 game. But Mike Schilt says progressing, and it seems as if he will avoid an IL stint. I'd be surprised if he wasn't in the starting lineup tomorrow. He'll probably DH tomorrow is what it sounds like.
Yeah, sounds like he will. Still interesting how, like, if he's having problems running, he can't be in the field, but he can go up there and hit. You're not telling Manny to stay out of this lineup. Even regardless. So he'll be in there and I hope he's effective because he got hurt when he was getting hot. So
right.
I hope the injury doesn't affect him at the plate because the one at bat he did have on, was that Friday night, Thursday night?
Yeah. Was it Friday? We did a show Friday. Was it Friday?
It was Thursday because I was there Friday and he didn't take it. He didn't hit.
It was Thursday?
That was Thursday night.
Okay.
I hope he looks much better at the plate than he did Thursday night. I know he said he missed it. He just missed it, but like he missed it by a lot. So I hope he looks better and I hope that he can continue where he left off, which was him starting to get pretty hot, and then we'll see.
Fernando Tatis Jr. in his last 15 has hit in all 15. He's hit .410. He's getting on base at a .463 clip. He is slugging .672. So that is an OPS of 1135, I think.
Is that
not my head?
Is that good, John?
Yeah, he's scorching hot. I mean, in his last 15 games, 4 home runs. And again, I don't know if that will continue moving forward, but he's doing everything you want him to do. I mean, he really is. He's doing absolutely everything for this team right now, and it still hasn't necessarily gotten them over the hump. I don't know what the team record is in the last 15 games. It can't be that good. They had a 5-game losing streak in there. So what are they, 7-8? 6-9, maybe 8-7. I don't think they're 8-7. But we've said before, hey, as Manny goes, the team goes. For whatever reason, Fernando can get hot. He's going to need help. Like, he's had this great 15-game stretch. He's got, 8 RBIs in 15 games is production. 4 home runs in 15 games is good production. But I don't have it in front of me, Jim, but I don't think the team's better than 7-8 in the last 15 games despite that.
Well, let me check here. The last 15 games, all right. All right, so
they're 2-2, then 2-5, then what? 4-6, 4-7, 5-7, 6-7, 7-8.
Okay, so they're lucky to be 7-8. Honestly,
I don't know. I mean, they lost five straight with those five quality starts, but.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Right. Well, it's better to have Tatis be hot than not. I know Profar has played very well. And he had another home run today, right?
He did.
Yeah. So it's crazy. This team will have four All-Stars this year, by the way.
Suarez, Tatis, Profar,
Arise.
Peralta. Who's the fourth?
Arise. I mean, dude, this season from Profar is literally incredible. I mean, you just put his numbers up and it's like the mystery person. I would be like, oh, Soto, you know? I mean, Soto's better. But like the production that he lost from Soto, they got it right back with Profar. And crazy. It's incredible to see. It's incredible that he's doing what he's doing this year. And it's not small sample size at all. I mean, this guy is in the thick of it as far as best players in the National League go. And he'll be started. He's going to be a starter in the All-Star game in left field in Texas, where his entire career started.
Yeah. I'm kind of fascinated to see what kind of deal he gets off this year. Let's just say he keeps it remotely close to this. Let's say he finishes 307, 25 homers, 90 runs driven in, OPS of 890.
Easily his best season in the big leagues by far.
So he'd be entering age 32 season off that. I mean, what does he get? How do you explain that? After 10 very mediocre years in the big leagues, you do that, and then you're a free agent entering age 32. I don't even know where you start with Jerkson Profar for a future deal. I mean, I know he's getting multiple years out of it.
He's never had an OPS in his career higher than 793 for his entire season.
Well, he's going to do that this year.
And that was in 2018 with Texas, ironically.
Okay.
He had in 146 games, so it's not a small sample size. He had 35 doubles, 6 triples, 20 home runs, 77 RBIs. He hit 254 with a 793 OPS. That's like a really good season.
This is better.
But this is like, hey, you're a top five MVP candidate potentially if you keep it up.
You know what? It's funny. So the fans vote in the starters, right?
Correct.
You're thoroughly convinced. Yeah, yeah. You're thoroughly convinced, to Johnny's point, that the starting left fielder is going to be Jerkson Profar.
Ooh, good, good, good.
That's a great point. It is a great point. There is no guarantee he's the starting left fielder. He's not a household name nationally.
Okay, then
not that Teoscar Hernandez is, but he plays for the LA Dodgers.
And Teoscar Hernandez has been having an all-star season, so he deserves to be an all-star as well. But yeah, that's a good point.
That's a good point. He should.
Maybe they can maybe instead of just doing like center field, left field, right field, don't they just do outfield?
Maybe, probably. He could start in center.
Yeah, put him in.
Who cares?
Teoscar in left, Profar in center, Toddy in right.
Yeah, it's like two innings. Who cares, right?
Yeah, I mean, this team could have potentially three starters on the team, like starting in the game, Tatis, Profar, and Arise.
My guess is no, based on voting. My guess is based on voting, no.
No, you're right. Just like
it's a good point. I mean, maybe they've earned those individual players have likely earned it, but I don't know if the fan vote will show that.
And Tatis over the last 15 games has firmly put himself in the category of earned all-star.
He's on the team.
He's on the team because during, I think maybe like a week ago or recently, I'm like, he hasn't earned it yet. But what he has done these last 15 games has definitely put him in the, he's an all-star.
But also, what type of vote getter is he? Because nationally, you wouldn't think he has the same appeal as he had in 2021.
Right, right.
Because this has nothing to do with Padres fans voting, really. You know what I mean? Because it cancels out. You think Dodgers fans vote, Phillies fans vote. So it's not like you're going to overwhelm people with the vote. Just one team.
You could have a... By the way, baseball fan voting for the All-Star game
is so dumb.
Stupid.
So stupid. Like, they tweet out, the Padres are tweeting, oh, Fernando Tatis Jr. home run, vote. What are we talking about? Let's just earn it.
Yeah,
it's and you're right. He's earning the opportunity to be considered the starting right fielder based on how he's playing. We're going to let people voting in Milwaukee decide who's the All-Star?
It's like they should do kind of what the NBA does, is that fan votes only count for a percentage.
Right.
And then the rest is chosen by the media and then, like, the players.
You know when they show you the votes? Remember, like, every 2 weeks, they, like, MLB will send out, hey, here's in first place for the outfielders. Here's, you know, top 10.
Right.
I'm going to be fascinated by that because we might have a feel. Like what if Profar is, like, ninth in outfield voting two weeks in?
That could very well be the case. And I think... Yeah. You could see every single Dodger in first place and every single Philly in first or second place as well.
Exactly. Because the Padres are 34 and 35. They don't have as large of a fan. It's not as large of a city as Los Angeles, New York, right?
No, I don't have a large of a fan base either.
What's that?
They don't have as large of a fan base as the
Dodgers. No, there's just not as many people. I mean, it's not the same size city as Los Angeles, you know? So it'll be really fascinating to see that. It's going to be really interesting. I mean, if Jerkson Profar... Well, he's going to be on the team, even if he doesn't start, because he's earned his spot on the team.
He'll be on the team.
He's earned his spot on the team.
They'll be on the team. They'll have four They'll have four All-Stars on the team.
I agree.
But yeah, you're right. I didn't even really think about it, to be honest with you.
Neither did I.
Oh, the fans the chat. Are going to do this.
By the way, when is the last time, because last night in that big win, when's the last time Suarez, like, appeared?
Oh, it's been like a week.
Did he appear yesterday? Just because?
He didn't appear at all in the series.
What?
Yeah.
Like, I always think, again, I get it because it's like a fine line. You use them and then you need them back-to-back save spots. You can't use them the third day. Mm. But, like, you got to keep a guy somewhat regular, don't you? Like, when's the last time he pitched?
The last time he pitched, John, was Saturday in Kansas City.
No.
Yep.
8 days ago?
Yep, they didn't use him at all in the Angels series, and they didn't use him at all in the Arizona series here because Schilte was playing for that tie on Thursday. And
is that slightly weird to you without the off days not to throw him one time?
Yeah, where would you have thrown him?
I mean, I'm not opposed to throw him like any of the last 3 days, even like 2/3 of an inning. You know, just the 10-pitch repertoire. Like, just give him 10 pitches. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, he'll be fresh, but will he be rusty the next time we see him?
Good question.
A long time for a reliever.
I don't know. I really think Suarez is
Money in the bank?
Yeah. I mean, he's going to blow maybe a couple saves this year. It's going to happen. Maybe.
Hopefully not.
His stuff is just so good. He's not really a field guy. He's just like, just rear back and throw it hard. I'm like, hey, here's my four seamer. Good luck.
Like, is it at all? Like, they've had 69 games. He's appeared in 25 of them. It's not a big number. And they've won 34 times. Obviously, a lot of them haven't been save spots like the last 2 days. Again, you want him healthy. So it makes sense maybe to give him a week. Within the season, you want him healthy. I just hope the next time we see him, he's, you know, as precise as he's been, because that's a long time. That's a really long time to go.
Yeah.
Like, maybe Josh Hader would have that happen because Josh Hader doesn't pitch. But for Robert Suarez, that's a little surprising for him to go that long. I get it. It's a product of circumstance, essentially.
And obviously, if Schilte knew the last week, then he would have used him on Sunday night in Kansas City or Sunday afternoon in Kansas City.
That's a great point.
But like,
that would have been his third straight appearance, right? Yeah, because they had to go to him because of Kolek. Thanks, Steven.
Yeah, good job, fucking Kolek.
basically ruined the last 10 days where they've gone, who knows where they've gone the last 10 days, 3-7, 4-6. I mean, I'm kidding. But I mean, again, everything impacts everything. And you go back to the start of that Kansas City series, and Kolek allowing all those base runners was definitely impactful on this team to some extent.
And it's on Schilty too. I mean, for not for allowing that to happen.
I agree.
Is ridiculous.
No, I completely agree with that. Back to Padre Phil. Guys, if you're here, please subscribe. Year-round content for Padres fans, the home of real Padres talk. Thank you for the super chats. You can click the dollar sign below the chat box. Great way to support the channel, like Padre Phil, who says only seven of the 19 games remaining in June are dicey.
They're all dicey.
I don't know, Phil.
They're all dicey.
Philadelphia, Milwaukee, time to ball San Diego. Unfortunately, you might be right about using the word dicey, but the Padres make everything interesting. They just got swept by the Angels. Was that dicey heading in?
Let's just do this right now. All right. Let's all stop. And I know it's not going to happen. Let's all stop putting the Padres on this pedestal. Like, let's stop. They're not this great team. They're average. And they're with seven other average teams in the National League. So they are not above all of these teams in the National League. Standings wise, yes, they're above them. But as far as teams go, like, they're with that entire group. They are not on a pedestal. They are not some team that can be like, well, we can take advantage of this team or advantage of that team. They have lost all of that credibility, if they had any to begin with, from getting swept twice this year, once by the Angels and once by the Rockies. And, oh, by the way, playing shitty against bad teams. So they are not on a pedestal. They are not a team that we can say, or fans should say, let's take advantage of the A's and the Mets coming up, because that Phillies Milwaukee series is tough. There's no taking advantage of any teams here. Padres.
Yeah, but you're going to go into New York. To your point, aren't the Mets 3.5 games behind the Padres?
Exactly.
So let's just fast forward and say that holds. Whatever. Padres go 2-1. Mets go 2-1. Coming up. Whatever. So you're going to New York, three games better than the Mets, where if they take two out of three from you, you're two games better than the Mets.
Right.
Or if they sweep you, you're even. Or you sweep them, you create distance. But it's like the Mets aren't going to treat that home weekend series like, oh, we're buried. We're three games behind the Padres. No, they're going to see it as an opportunity to close the gap, potentially.
The only time, John, realistically here, that there's two instances for the remainder of the entire season where I'm like, they have to take advantage of those games. And that's
the big August 1 stretch.
No. Well, it is in August, but it's against the Marlins. They go on the road in Miami. And then at the end of the year, first the White Sox at home. Other than that, every single game to me is kind of up in the air. Like, it just feels like they're going to be in a dogfight every single game.
Yeah, like tomorrow with Cease at home, like, they're going to be a heavy favorite.
And truthfully, the Marlins and the White Sox aren't that far off from the Angels. So I actually, why should I even think that? Why should I even think that they're going to just be like, oh yeah, those are easy series for the Padres?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the Padres lose multiple times this year, somewhere close to minus 300 favorites. Like tomorrow, they're minus 210 behind Dylan Cease at home against Oakland. That's a heavy favorite, a 2-1 favorite. But am I firmly convinced the Padres win that game handedly? No, I'm really not.
That's a good point, Chad. It's kind of what I was making is, like, there's a lot of fans out there that just think, like, oh, we can take care of these teams. Like, oh, we can sweep these guys. And I'm not saying that's fine. Like that's a mentality that I think I hope the team has.
Right.
But like, this team is average.
Yes. I mean, arguably a tick below. I mean, 34 and 35, like, is below.
They didn't swap anybody, by the way.
By definition, right? Is an average 500.
Yes.
So, yeah, maybe at the end of tomorrow. Again, someone put just in the chat, like, yeah, here, Omar, hoping for a 5-1 week, but doubtful. I mean, yeah, every week you're looking at it, you're like, hey, Dylan Cease is going to pitch a couple times. You got Oakland at home. You got the Mets on the road. Is this the week we go 5-1? But until they do it, another week keeps passing by. I mean,
I hope I win underdog fantasy like one of these days.
What's that?
I hope I get a big win in underdog fantasy one of these days and still continue to lose.
Well, I'm glad you just mentioned that, because with underdog fantasy right now, if you click the link in the description down below and you use promo code PODSWRAP, that's PADSWRAP, this is right now, you're getting a free special pick and you're getting up to $250. Okay. If you use promo code PODSWRAP, $250 of bonus cash plus a free special pick for first time depositors. All right. UnderdogFantasy.com, as we've been telling you, is the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Their pick'ems are so simple and easy and fun. I won this weekend. Jim made fun of me. I won $31.40.
I did not win.
Too good for it, apparently. You could win $31. You could win $31,000. I mean, it's crazy. With their pick eights going on, you go 8 for 8, you can win 325 times your money. 325 times your money. Here's the thing. With the pick eight, you can get two wrong, any two. You still win. You get one wrong, you win more. You go 8 for 8, you win 325 times your money in a single night. Use promo code PODSWRAP. That's PADSWRAP. Play Padres Pick'ems, get your free special pick, and get a 50% deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash right now, Jim. UnderdogFantasy.com. I've been winning, and you should be too, Jim.
I have not been winning, John. I had That's my fault. Correct. And I'm going to blame Jaylen Brown tonight for me not winning.
What happened? He only scored like 20 points, right, or less.
He had 21, and I picked higher on 23.5.
Oh. What did Tatum score?
I don't know. I didn't have
he was Tatum like 6 for 18 from the floor.
But I had Kyrie higher than 4.5 points in the first quarter.
Bingo. Did that happen?
Yep.
Hey, he I was had a terrible night.
I know he was, but he had like 8 points in the first quarter.
Okay.
I had Luka higher than 8.5 points in the first quarter.
Did he do that?
You got that.
Wow.
And then I had higher for 23.5 points for Jaylen Brown. And he had
21. Don't be scared to flex a little bit. You flex, you win.
I never flex, John. You know why? Scared money don't make money.
I know, but I'm scared money and I keep making money.
Okay, you're right.
Promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP. Click the link in the description down below or scan the QR code right over Jim's index finger.
Yeah, right there.
Could be his middle finger if he wanted it to be, but it's his index finger. There's the middle. Scan right. That QR code. Use promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP. What else, Jim? Friday, Saturday was very good. I'm encouraging. It really was. Hassan Kim, a couple of home runs. Offense was really good. Jackson Merrill had a couple of impressive moments the last few days. I mean, up and down the lineup, it looked good. They had back-to-back double-digit run totals on Friday and Saturday. Unfortunately, you wish you could save some occasionally because you run into – how many times have we said this? Like, no team in baseball is built to overcome 4 or 5-run deficits, and it feels like the Padres sometimes face a lot of 4 or 5-run deficits, and today's another example of that.
Yeah. I mean, the good things that happened over the last couple of days, if we are going down the Schilty path of only positivity, regardless of the outcome of games, Tatis is back to looking like Tatis. Profar continues to hit. I think Campisano defensively.
Yeah, he's all of a sudden like great.
Yeah, defensively, not great. Waldron still looks really, really good. And Michael King still looks really, really good. So that's all I got.
Yeah. Arias was uncharacteristic. I'm still not convinced Luis Arias is healthy right now. He still falls out of bed. He still has had a lot of hits. He's still hitting 331. But I'm not fully convinced this guy's healthy right now. He was 0 for 5 today. It's one game, but I'm not fully convinced he's healthy.
His last week, John, you know, injury-wise, like his last week, he's hitting 258.
All right. Yeah.
Uncharacteristic.
Now, again, if you took away today's 0 for 5 and you looked at the prior six games, you'd probably be hitting like 325.
True.
But it's true. J.D. Gaucho, thank you. He says, OT topic here, off topic. Umpiring getting bad at all levels. True in the majors. Now, did you see this, Jim? Clemson's first baseman, head coach, assistant coach ejected today.
Yeah, because the guy threw his bat down.
Seem all thin skin now. No flexibility. Were you watching that Clemson game earlier today?
I was not, but I saw the highlight of the player hitting a home run and then celebrating, right? And then
he got tossed. I didn't see one thing about this.
I think he got like a warning, and then I don't think he got tossed.
So soft.
I think he got like a warning, and then the coach for the team argued, and then he got thrown out. Assistant argued, and then he got thrown out. I think.
Dude, that's so soft. Like this is the freaking like College World Series. I mean, not really.
College umpiring, John. I mean, sure, you know. You think the majors have bad umps?
It's way worse in college.
College is a million times worse.
Horrific.
It's so fucking bad. And the fact that these kids in college can't express emotion,
it's crazy.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah, college games should be all about emotion. They all race to the home plate when there's home runs and everything. Come on, give me a break, guys. It's super regional.
Oh man, dude. I mean, my temper would. I have a short temper as it is. If an umpire, if I had a big 3-run home run and I turned to my dugout, threw my bat down and started screaming because I just hit a massive 3-run home run in the super freaking original of the baseball World Series, and the umpire came up to me and told me to knock it off, I would literally like lose my shit.
Did you see what happened last night in the San Antonio Missions game? Seriously.
The Missions or the El Paso?
The Missions. No. Well, there was the El Paso. Someone came back from 17 runs down to like win. But who cares?
El Paso did. That was crazy.
That's amazing. Missions, listen to this. They're up 2. I don't know who they played. Other team hits a 3-run home run, 2 outs, bottom 9. Okay? So they walk off, right? Missions are up 2. Other team hits a home run. They walk off. The lights are going off. Everyone's celebrating. It's like fireworks. The dude goes around, doesn't touch third base. Now, it looks like he did, but he doesn't touch third. Goes home. Everyone's celebrating. The umpires converge. Everyone's like, why are the umpires converging? They let the team go back in the field, the other non-missions team. The dude's on the mound. He steps off, throws to third. Ump goes out. You should have seen the players and the manager. I thought the umpire was truly going to get killed. So the dude hit a 3-run home run that was negated because he didn't touch third base and the other team. And San Antonio was the winner. San Antonio won the game because whoever the hell they played didn't touch third base.
But, did they not touch third base?
I think he missed it by, an inch. Who cares, though? Guy hit a freaking home run.
So was, it not egregious?
It wasn't egregious. I mean, I watched the replay, and they show him kind of, rounding third, and he's, jumping up and down. I mean, again, by the letter of the rule, you got to touch third base, but...
If I saw a replay of that, and it showed that, yeah, you didn't touch third base, I get it. But if the replay is, So if it's super, I mean, if you can't tell over replay and the umpire still called him out, then yeah, I'm taking a bat and I'm looking to fight.
Do you want to see it or no?
I do want to see it now.
All right, I pulled up.
Because my thoughts on this will go either way, depending on if it looks like he touched third or not.
It doesn't look crazy, but hold on. Oh God, hold on. Ah, how do I do this? Oh wait, whoa. Okay, hold on. Stand by.
Okay.
Hopefully this isn't copywritten.
Probably is.
That one is gone. A home run, if you can believe it. The ball game's over.
Wins it.
Valenzuela with a 3-run shot. And Midland.
That was in the third. Let's go back for a sec.
Valenzuela with a 3-run
shot. Just watch.
Shot,
starts to see.
And Midland crushes the Mission's hopes.
I need a better replay, though.
5-4.
I think they show it.
After they were being down to the last out. And so RBI's number 37, 38, 39. So Cooper Bowman, who could have stayed in the ball game if
we're so he would have just tied it up.
So ridiculous.
And hold on. I see the Mission still standing on the field. The umpire's conversing right now. Hold on here. Wonder if it might be...
Is that lightsabers
on their jerseys? Something, I don't know.
I think so.
The Missions are still on the field.
But the radio guy's like, what?
What in the world could this be about?
I have no idea.
Did someone miss a base as they were rounding? They're throwing to third.
Looks like they're going to peel. That might be the case.
Whoa. An out has been called.
Third, the Missions win the ball game. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Oh my goodness! Bergen still gets his first win.
Players.
And Sandridge getting a save. It was a 3-run homer by Bowman, and somebody missed third base, and the Missions, some way, somehow, have their luck in their favor. The
Who's his announcer?
Cole reversed
the mission
and win the ball game 4-2 and the crowd booing. Somebody missed third base. On the home run.
Know, oh my gosh, Denzel Clark is having to be restrained. He's the one that didn't touch the bag. And he almost got physical with the umpires. He just threw the Gatorade cooler onto the field.
Did you see that? Suspension right there. I can understand frustration, but even on a home run, whether you're on base or what.
Did you see the Gatorade?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I get it. Trust me, I get it. Because the fact that the umpires play such a huge role in like outcomes of games.
Mm-hmm.
And you just did something that, I mean, I don't know. I would have probably done the same thing. I would have I would have motherfucked that umpire so much.
It's a minor league game. Like, who cares who wins? But like, are you going to celebrate that if you're San Antonio last night? Like, yeah, nice win, boys.
But at the same time, like, there's no replay in the minors, or there is?
No. No? I don't think. Maybe there is. I don't think so.
So you're going off a split-second call here while the lights are flashing everywhere.
Yeah, they're flashing. Yeah, like
game's and over. You can't definitively go look back to see if he touched it or not.
It's crazy.
So it's like you had one split-second of seeing him, and then in your mind, you're like, okay, he didn't touch it. But your angle might have been a bad angle.
Dude, right.
Yeah,
that's fucked. It's a precursor. That's Padres A's, by the way, minor league affiliates, which we get major league affiliates.
Oh my god, dude. Well, Padres and A's will be playing in Sacramento next year.
That's weird. That's super weird.
A's, dude.
It'll probably be sold out.
Yeah, 5,000 people.
Yeah, probably have mostly Padres fans, truthfully.
Probably.
All right, guys, Aura, if you're looking to get healthier, ORA.organic, great company, based in San Diego, offices in Liberty Station. Their co-founder, Will, has been with us for years now, probably 2.5 years, that Aura has been a sponsor on the wrap-up show. We've told you about their products for forever. They have great products. They are all plant-based. Every single one of their products is a plant-based supplement, whether it's the probiotic, which I love. I take daily for digestion and more. They have pre-workout supplements. They have proteins for after workouts. They have omega-3 oils. If you're taking a fish oil, make sure to check out Aura with their omega-3 oil. Get the same health benefits. They have sleep pills, immunity pills, and more. They've got a free shipping offer going on right now. Check them out. They have much more as well. I mean, everything you could possibly desire, they have. Click the link in the description down below or go to ORA.organic. Great company. Padres fans, support the channel. They have since day one. If you support the channel, please check them out at ORA.organic.
Yeah, if you guys want to live the healthy lifestyle, everything you need is at Aura. All the supplements that you need, www.ora.organics, cleanest, healthiest on the market. Go check them out and pick up some supplements, and you will thank us later.
All right, OT topic number two, Jim.
Okay.
I did not. Did you hear the British call of the ending between the Phillies and the Mets today?
No, I watched the final play of the game live, but that was it.
Oh, were you watching on ESPN with Eduardo Perez and company?
Why is Michael K calling that game?
I have no idea. Were they like, there?
Why are you having...
Yeah, they were there.
I mean, I know he does like ESPN stuff, obviously, but like, you're taking him off. Well, I guess I get it because two of the games for the Dodgers-Yankees series was nationally televised, but you also had a Yes game because of the Apple TV Plus, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point. Wait, what was Sunday Night Baseball tonight? Yankees-Dodgers?
Yep. It was.
It's kind of weird you're playing a game on ESPN at like 10 in the morning.
Yeah, it's also kind of weird how you schedule a game during the NBA Finals, even though it's their biggest draw they could possibly do, Dodgers-Yankees. There's nothing bigger than Dodgers-Yankees. So maybe they got some good pull.
Yeah, I wonder what those ratings. That's a good point. Like, I would think you'd have at least like, I don't know, 2-4 million people watching that nationally, even with the NBA Finals going on. I would think. Huge markets.
Interesting to see how those ratings shape out because I mean, Celtics Mavericks kind of shaping
like, is this kind of like boring? Like, I watched these first two games, like, this game was okay. The Celtics led by 7-10 the entire second half.
Well, Luka, I mean, he looks like he can't run, looks like he's got a like finger up his ass, and he's still scoring 30 points a game. Kyrie,
he sucks.
I mean, can't do shit against the Celtics, like, for whatever reason. And besides Luka, it's a bunch of no names on the Mavericks, and the Celtics are a more complete team. I'd be shocked if this even goes five.
And the Celtics aren't, they're hoisting up. They were like 6 of 35 from three, and they're still winning. They're getting every look they want from everywhere.
And to have that game, to have Sunday Night Baseball, regardless, they knew going up against game two of the NBA Finals. Yep. Any other series, I'd be like, you guys are stupid. But Yankees-Dodgers does resonate. Yankees-Dodgers, I think, I could be wrong. Maybe.
No, you should be right. Like, if that doesn't do at least a half-decent number, then that, again, is an indictment on baseball. I get it's the NBA Finals, but if the Finals I'm making up does 12 million, you can't do 1 million. You can't be out drawing like 12-1 Yankees-Dodgers.
You need to do 3 to 4 million for that game.
Yeah. They probably will. It'll be interesting. Was it a good game? This wasn't the Grisham game, was it? That was yesterday. Or was that today?
Today was the Grisham game.
Lord. Yeah. Is that his first hit ever?
What the Yankees kind of is.
First career hit.
Everyone was yelling, we want Soto. And the next pitch, hits 3-run homer.
So funny.
What was the
Soto was like game? Laughing. You saw that? Like Soto was like laughing on the bench.
Yeah, they were laughing. But I think the Yankees won 6-4.
Wow. Good for them. It's terrific.
The Dodgers take that series? The Yankees.
Let's take a look at those NL West standings, Jim.
Aaron Judge, by the way, holy shit. You think he's having a nice season?
Scorching hot. He's been scorching hot.
I mean, listen to John, last 30 games, he's hitting .413 with a
500.
Like a almost a 1600 OPS.
So his on base is what, 5 something over his last 30 games?
His on base is .656 over his last 7 games.
No, but that's great. What is it over his last 30?
.534.
That's crazy.
He's slugging 1048.
So he's slugging a base per at bat. Pretty good.
He's hitting .305, 24 homers, 59 RBIs, and 1139 OPS.
Like somebody, I saw today, like all these Padres fans like celebrating, like, yeah, Grisham, you like took out the Dodgers. Like, guys, I mean, the Dodgers are 41-26.
You're not catching the Dodgers.
Like, if you just want to say, hey, I hate the Dodgers, all for it. But if you're saying it because, like, oh, we're hanging around,
Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, 8 games in less than 70 means you're on pace to finish about 19 games behind them, something like that. 18 and a half, 19, like, you know what I mean? Like, if this was if they were separated by 4 games, by 5, okay. But, I mean, 8 games is a lot of games.
Remember when Aaron Judge hit 62 home runs in 2022?
Yeah.
Remember when he hit 52 home runs in 2017, the second year in the big leagues?
Remember when the Padres offered him, like, anything he wanted, and he was like, maybe.
No, he said, thanks, but no thanks. Yeah.
Like, do you think there's a difference between Aaron Judge and Xander Bogaerts?
That's a good question.
Imagine outfield with Tatis, Judge, and Profar right now.
Honestly, John, the Padres could have had what the Yankees have if they signed Judge. Soto, Judge,
Tatis.
And Tatis in the outfield.
Everyone else can walk.
Right. And I'm sure there still would be a certain somebody in that. Clubhouse.
And you know what? They'd probably still be 34 and 35.
Exactly. Yeah. And like I said, I'm sure someone in that clubhouse would have ruined it.
Who, Kolek?
I'm just saying somebody. I'm not going to name any names.
Is there like, I don't know what to say about it. It's crazy. It's like they try. Honestly, if they had Aaron Judge on this team, what would their record be right now?
38 and 32.
That would be like 35 and 34.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's just how it works.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, guys, join us tomorrow on San Diego Sports 760 for John and Jim. We have Mike Farron from MLB Network Radio on the show tomorrow. I'll get to this in a second. JD Gaucho. Actually, I'll get to it right now.
RIP.
Let's go off topic. JD Gaucho, did you see this? No more Pac-12 events in any sport. I think, as Oregon and Oregon State lost in the Super Regionals. Would you like to react? Do you have something you'd like to say to Pac-12 fans here tonight?
Eat shit, George Klaw-hoff.
Well said. Well said. Thank you, J.D. Gaucho. All right, join us tomorrow on San Diego Sports 760, 3 p.m. We're on the free iHeartRadio app, or find John and Jim on YouTube. Search for John and Jim 760. We'll talk to Mike Farron, MLB Network Radio, about the state of the Padres right off the top of the show, I think around 3:10 tomorrow. So join us tomorrow at 3. We'll get you ready for the A's series. Join us tomorrow night for a wrap-up show. Subscribe. Year-round content for Padres fans. Smash the like button for us. Follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. Thank you for the super thanks by clicking the dollar sign below the chat box. Thank you to our partners, Mark Nimitz and Farmers Insurance, our title sponsor since day one. Aura, if you're looking to get healthier, ORA.organic. Finley, you can invest right now in their first athlete, Ashedri Vargas, by clicking the link in the description down below. And again, scan that QR code, use promo code PODSWRAP at Underdog Fantasy, and you will get a 50% deposit match up to $250 plus a free special pick with promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP. For Jim, I'm John. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 on the radio. This has been the wrap-up show. Thanks, guys.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.